I was messing with him.
Oh, okay. Good.
Not you.
All right, good. Ryan Dungy, 4-4 for fifth. God, that sucks. But, man, you rode really well before we hit record. You think that might be your – I mean, we thought you had a podium at Washougal. Looked really great. But you think this one might be better today.
I do think today was definitely my best ride. Yeah, if you look at the fifth overall, whatever. But overall, the whole day, taking it as a whole, getting good starts, leading a few laps, kind of running the up front with the pace with the guys, it was good. It was good. We got some good laps in and – really rode efficient and good and had good roll speed and whatnot, and the bike setup was good, so I'm happy with it. Definitely got to keep building. Just, you know, I do want to get on the podium. That's the next step, like we tech. But these guys, I mean, the top five today was just like you were like, they were
intense, man.
Yeah, it's like you can't labor up. It's like they're right there. So yeah, it's just good. I mean, I'd like to get on the podium, but overall how we rode and, you know, right there with behind Kenny, both motos. Yeah, it was a good day.
You've led 8 million laps in your career, but is this a little special, doing it at this point, like in where you are now?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like when I'm in the lead, I'm trying to bring the intensity. Those guys are riding really good. They're just a little bit better, for sure. And
are you like, oh, fuck, I'm leading? Like, this is cool?
No, yeah. No. I mean, honestly, I'm absolutely pumped.
Okay. Yeah.
Clear track, trying to put the, you know, to keep the pace good. You know, I'm not going to overthink it.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, especially having a good first moto, I'm like, all right, here's a good opportunity to get yourself on the podium if you ride good. And so I just tried to really push it as much as I could. I think I came about close to 3 laps. And then, you know, Kenny's, you know, when he, in the beginning of the moto, when he's spunky and making passes, like, he is so quick. And you can't, nobody can match that, I feel.
Like a cat.
Yeah, he's like, all of a sudden, he's like, bam, he's there. And he's so explosive. And I'm like, so... I think once Kenny got by, I just really tried to, like, where am I losing time? So, but they pulled away, but then I feel by the end, you know, we're getting right there. So.
And everybody knows when it's Tomac behind them, so I'm assuming you knew that?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was a Yamaha,
okay.
And I figured it was maybe Christian.
Yeah.
But I had a slight idea it was Tomac because I remember at one point I was going up the hill doing the uphill triple, and I seen him. He must have got buried in the pack, so... I knew he had his work cut out for him, so I knew if it was him, he had put in a huge effort to get where he is right now, and so I think just being able to, it was nice to be able to hold him off.
You've won everywhere, so I can't ask you, like, do you like this track, but do you like Buds Creek generally?
I do. I think Buds Creek's a good track. The dirt's good, but, or not Buds, it's just today was, started off really soft, and then it got really some hard spots. Like, I struggled to find traction at times. I think we all did. But just tried to roll those areas, and there was an off camber I could not figure out for my life today. So I actually almost went down like 2 laps to go. But yeah, just struggled there a little bit. But today was good. We did a fork change going into the second practice.
Did you do the AP change?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, a little different. Still spring, but that was better. So I like to see the bike getting better and a better feel. So next weekend I'm pumped. I really like Ironman. It's a good track.
Sneaky humid today, a tough one for a lot of guys. Like I was up announcing and there was a breeze and so, you know, like whatever. So I was fine and I didn't race. But when I was talking to guys earlier, they're like, dude, it was gnarly down there.
It was, yeah, especially on the starting line. There, you're blocked by like this dirt wall and it's just a sticky pit. But I think today was really good, really crucial to get good starts because you could ride your race, ride efficient. And, you know, if you're a guy having to come through the pack, like Eli had to do, you're using a lot of energy.
Talking to Chase before we hit record here, and you've been in you know a few things about titles.
Yeah.
And like you said to him, like, don't think about the championship. I thought that was great. Like, that's good advice. Like, you can't start thinking about that.
Yeah, they're within a couple points, and it's hard too because these guys, you know, especially Chase and Eli, everybody starts talking about you 2 rounds to go. You know, I know I got to perform, but. It takes your focus off what, you know, the day by day, the race by race, and it's like, no, think the championship, when you have that in your hand, then you can think about it. But you race to the end strong. Get the most out of your performance.
Sure. Have we thought anything about 2023?
Yeah, we're thinking about it. I got a lot to figure out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's a chance you come back.
Yeah. But we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, it's cool having you here. It's cool. The fans were loving you leading.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah. I don't like to be riding around and forth as so much, but it's nice to get some support, too.
Cool. Thanks for this, man.
Hey, thanks.